Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It's Wealthy Wednesday here on the Millionaires Roundtable. And the term wealth for me is broad. It means a wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. I think all too often we focus on the money part of the meaning of wealth, or people have defined wealth to mean money. But if you apply wisdom and you incorporate expansion of your assets, and you are a leader, you learn to transform from the things that are harming you into the things that are helping you. And you focus on your health, your mental, emotional, and physical health, then you have wealth. And those are the elements that position you to get money. Of course, it's always so great to have someone to talk about these things with, and there's so much happening. I feel like every time we get over one hump, we have to jump over another hump. And so to help me jump today, I have to welcome MC Light, our legend and icon, my business sister and friend. Light, is always so good to have you here on the round table.
Thank you very much. At the round table, the Millionaire Round Table, it is a pleasure to be here with you today. And I know that we're going to address a couple of things. One is Biden, like Biden's new situation that he is about to inflict upon the people, if the Republican House allows him to do it, because you know they will show up and show out. And then, of course, we have...
Did you say inflict? You said he's about to inflict something on the people.
It is pain. Painful when you have to pay taxes. I know we're going to get into it, but yeah, when you have to pay taxes on money that's not even realized yet, it's like it makes you not want to make it, makes you not want to make the money when you know you got to give it away. But okay, we're going to talk about that. And then we're also, unfortunately, with everything that took place at the Oscars with those two guys, with Will and Chris Rock, we have sort of put under the, I don't even want to say radar, we have totally ignored what happened backstage. And that is, producer Will Packer led the first all-black production team in Oscars history. And so I want to dig into that and what that means and what he means to the culture. And we've lost John Singleton, we have Spike, and we have a whole lot of newcomers to the business, but I certainly think that he should be lauded and acknowledged for his great work that he did with the Oscars, so we'll dig into that. And then also, not so long ago, Lynn, you helped me acquire the rights, my trademarking the MC Light name, along with Michelle Miller, a trademark attorney. And I just recently read that Flo Jo's husband buys back his late wife's memorabilia, which is a huge deal. I keep memorabilia not only for myself, but people from my generation of hip hop. So I've got old everything hanging out in my storage. But we're gonna talk about a whole bunch of things this morning. And I'm happy to be here with you.
Well, it's not morning. It's only morning where you may be physically sitting. Right. Yeah, but where we all are live, here with the people, it could be any time of day, because folks are listening to this on the app. They're listening to it on the way back, moving forward, and so on. So you often say that because you are in other parts of the country at times And we are in other parts of the country at times, but of course, you know, we know that this is all day, all the way, all around. So you just spoke of expansion. You spoke of leadership. You spoke of transformation in the industry. And it's all a part, you know, each of those is a part of the whole wealth equation, I should say. So you know, I'm excited about you because you have transformed. You are getting more and more involved. It seems like every day there's something new happening with you on the TV, film, production, directing, producing side of things. And yes, I think to see Will Packer, you know, accomplish this task, I think it's great. I'm not exactly sure why this is the first time in history, but I'll take it. I am exactly, I'm you know, pretty excited about what this means going forward in the future for other shows like the Emmys and such. But I think this is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, when something happens, it kind of puts a stain on the overall big picture. And I don't accept that. I simply do not accept that. You know, I live by the philosophy that we live in an imperfect world, and I don't care what it is. And of course, there are some things that could be far higher on the Richter scale in terms of damage. You know, nobody wants to hear that someone got, you know, unfortunately shot or killed or so on and so forth. And I'm not saying that, you know, one quote unquote sin or error is better than the other. But, you know, in the big scheme of things, I'm going to take that whole pitcher of lemonade. Sometimes you have to take lemons and make lemonade. And I am very proud. And as far as I'm concerned, it is still an epic time in our history. And the Oscars, you know, well, it was a great thing. So I think we got to learn, you know, it's like, oh, everything went good except that. And now they put a stain on it. Why? Everybody else wants to put a stain on us. We don't have to put a stain on ourselves by acknowledging it with our shock, with our embarrassment or whatever. You know, it happened. Okay, it shouldn't have. But it was still a great night. So the harvest is here and the time is now.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
What's the action of the hour, the word of the day? The action of the hour is to believe in your wealth, your wisdom, your expansion, your assets, your leadership, transformation, and health. Ecclesiastes 5:19, one of my favorite scripture, says, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. The Berean Study Bible goes even deeper. It says, furthermore, God has given riches and wealth to every man, and he has enabled him to enjoy them, to accept his lot, and to rejoice in his labor. This is a gift from God. That means every last one of us has wealth, has wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. You may need to just hone it in. You may need to get a new network. You may need to believe in yourself. You may need to get past your fear. You may need to let go things that aren't working. But guess what? I know you got it because God has said it. The harvest is here. The time is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. Okay, you've heard me say this over and over again. Spend less money, get more money, get your money back. And then once you get your money back, make your money grow. Well, let me help you understand something. The president wants to take some of the money that we're making grow. I have MC Light here on the round table, in the round table, at the round table.
Yes.
With me. Come on now. Light, this new $1 billion tax strategy is starting to hit home. You know, I've talked a little bit about the returns that one could gain if they have a strategy when it comes to their investments in security, stocks, bonds, so on and so forth, mutual funds, ETFs, and what have you. And now this new proposal would entail being taxed on your unrealized capital gains. And let me tell you what that means. That means if you buy some stock for $100 a share, and now it grows to $200 per share, now you have $200 worth of stock, even though you only bought it for $100. Well, then you are going to be taxed 20% of the amount that you gained. So $20 per share. Now, if that's nice for one share, but if you have 1,000 shares, there are several securities where I own 1,000 shares or more, then I'm going to pay $20,000 in taxes. That's just off of that particular security. I'm going to pay $20,000 in taxes, and I haven't even used the money yet. So unrealized capital gains means it's just on paper. Unrealized capital gains also means it could, the day after tax day or at the end of the year, the value of your stock could decrease significantly. And I just think that this is unprecedented. And what it's ultimately going to do is cause people to either fight like hell, trying to get this thing not to be what it is, and or moving some of their investments into illiquid assets like real estate and some other things. Like, did you ever think we would see a day where you'd be taxed on your unrealized capital gains? And now I understand the realized, meaning you earn the money, you cash it out, you went and bought some stuff. I don't know what you bought, or you put it in the bank or whatever. But did you ever think you would see this day?
As you were talking, I was reading, and it says, this structure is similar to the familiar capital gains tax with one significant wrinkle. The tax is owed regardless of whether the underlying asset is sold. So even if you make it and you keep it, you still have to pay on it. The problem is that the taxpayer might not have enough cash on hand to pay the tax.
Exactly.
So to mitigate this, the president's proposal allows taxpayers to pay overtime. Now you've got to do layaway to pay your taxes up to 9 years from when the tax first goes into effect.
Wait, did you say layaway?
I said lay. You remember layaway back in the day?
Let me tell you.
Girl, my mama used to put everything on.
But we are not. So, yeah, that's what that means. It means you have not sold it yet. So when you buy stock for $100, it goes up to $200. If you keep it, it's unrealized. If you sell it and get the cash, now it's realized capital gains. And so this is for your securities, your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. A lot of people don't realize. Now, I'm wondering if this would apply to gains in the 401k. We'll have to take a look at that because, again, This is unprecedented. And so it's so nice to know that they're going to let you put the taxes that you owe on layaway.
This is crazy. I wonder what team of folks came up with this.
You know what?
Because I don't think he did it on his own, I got to tell you.
You don't think so?
No, I think he ain't thinking about that. Look. Yeah, I don't think that's on the forefront of his mind. This is something either the banks or there's someone else. There's a bigger culprit involved. And perhaps it's just the government. They want the money.
Yeah,
they want the money. These people have figured out all sorts of ways to write things off and have a bunch of expenses and pay as little as they can in taxes. And they're saying, no, we will find a way for you to participate wholly and entirely in this tax system.
You know, unfortunately, this is going to cause people to just be even more strategic, I should say. And, you know, I mean, I guess if you have $10 billion, it's not really a big deal. Although I am not a proponent of, oh, let's go get some of the bigger folks simply because they have it. I'm just not a proponent of that. You know, and I have to, let me just interject this in here for one moment. I think it is short-sighted, and there's something either envious, jealous, or something. Something don't sit right well with me. We know that there is this person who has committed this act at the Oscars, and one of the things I keep hearing people say is, well, sue him for $200 million or sue him for, if I hit somebody, would y'all tell them to sue me for $200 million? No, because, well, I don't know. You don't know if I have it or not, but the perception is that I don't. Mm-hmm. My problem with that is it's as if you want to take away from someone something that they have earned as a penalty for something else that they did that's not necessarily connected. Now, I know lawsuits and things happen. And I know, you know, over time in history, people have gone after the tobacco companies. They've gone after folks like Johnson & Johnson when that talcum powder was giving people cancer. You know, everybody wore talcum powder back in the 80s. And I get that. But to specifically target someone because they have it, I just think there's something wrong with that. And whether that be a penalty for something that they did, and not that this thing is not that this thing is trivial, because it's important what has happened. But for me, it almost fits in the same category. Okay, so everybody who's learned how to make their money grow and invest in stock, we're gonna go take what you have. We're gonna go take what it is, because we can't get it from anywhere else. And quite frankly, like, I think we can get it from someplace else. You know what? The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here and the time is now. And, you know, you mentioned something light earlier about FloJo and the memorabilia. And tell us about that. Now,
well,
I guess.
You know what?
Okay. No, go on.
I was just going to say, you know what's interesting? If I had a talk with Sha-Rock last night, that is the first female MC to rock the microphone, Funky Four plus one more. She was the first woman I ever heard rock a microphone, and this was back in the 70s. That's right. I'm dating myself. It's all good. We got grown-up folks happening on the line today. So, in the middle of our talk, she brought up to me, well, first off, okay, let me take it back a second. She posted not too long ago a dress that, believe it or not, before Sade started singing, she was a designer. So a stylist that she knew way back when she was doing Saturday Night Live or Beat Street, one of those appearances, she brought her a dress and told her that a woman named Sade, and she gave her her last name, which is in fact Sade's maiden name. She was a designer before she was a singer. And so she wore that dress, which I thought was amazing, and having that history. And then she brought up to me, oh my goodness, I'm so happy for you that you were able to trademark your name. I just trademarked my name last year. So
wow.
All these years that she's been in the business, she just trademarked her name. She mentioned what happened to Houdini. I told her that my COO suggested that because the Houdini name was up for renewal, that we get it and gift it to them. She couldn't believe it. She was like, oh my goodness, I got tears in my eyes. But for FloJo's husband to buy back his late wife's memorabilia is a huge step. It means that he's, you know, he's coming into the ownership of all of the things that she worked so hard for. She was one of the best athletes to touch the planet. And the, you know, the exciting news is that he gets to now have all of what was collected during her reign as one of our champions and one of our Olympian champions. So I'm happy for him that he was able to do that.
Now, what would she, I guess that would be her medals and her, you know, she had the baddest one-legged, did I say that right?
One-legged, yes.
I feel like I just said one bow-legged.
One-legged.
You know, back in the day.
Like and light-skinned.
Yeah, okay, so I messed that up. One-legged. Tracksuit. One arm was, so her right arm would be out and her left leg would be out. And honey, she looked like Wonder Woman. All she needed was a band around her head. Maybe they even did have something, but she was a cold sister. Now, you know who she was inspired by, because Sheila E. says she was the first one to wear that one-legged.
Uh-huh.
And one arm, opposite one arm, one leg setup. And I was like, okay, I'll give you your dap, Sheila E. Come on now, Sheila E.
You know what, though? Let me just back it up a little bit, because what happened was all of her stuff was in a storage locker in San Diego, and Bargain Hunters thrift store in California claimed to acquire the storage locker. And so he had to go in and get this from them. So now this is why it's important. One, you got to keep up on your bills. If you have stuff in storage that's of importance, you must be hearing this for a reason. It is time to either get it out of storage, sell it, get rid of it. Most of us are keeping things in storages that aren't worth anything anymore. We're flat screen TVs. We got a whole new smart TV situation. Furniture is old. And like everything in storage, not unless it's a small space where you frequently go to switch out seasons of clothing, it becomes problematic. And for Flojo, this was repossessed and he had to go in and, you know, get it all back.
Wow. Well, you know, you are preaching right now, because I said, get rid of all that clutter. I gave people a few things they could keep. Clothes you can wear now that you remember. Okay? And that you wore within the past 2 years. I gave them one extra year for the pandemic. So if you can't fit it, get rid of it. If you don't remember you had it, get rid of it. And if you have not worn it in the past 3 years, get rid of it. Like, it has to go. Come on now. And then furniture that you are using today. People have furniture in stores that look like the plastic that grandma had in 1976. They still got it in storage.
Yeah, it's time to get rid of it. And technology. I mean, I used to keep all my old technology. I had the two-way pager. I have the phone in the bag.
Remember, you know what?
Put the phone in the bag. But you know why? Because someone's going to pay for it. They do movies all the time where it's period pieces and they need items like that. So I would suggest.
So you're paying to store all that stuff. So when they need it, you can sell it. Girl, please.
Oh, that's just a little box in the midst of it all.
That doesn't sound right. That does not sound right at all. It sounds like this might be the beginning of a hoarding problem. Because anybody.
Damn, you took me too.
Anybody who got a two-way pager and a bag phone. Baby, the harvest is here. And the time is now. And I want you to free yourself from that, okay?
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat?
You can get your money back if you go on a vacation. Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to askglenn.org. We said the harvest is here. The time is now. It is Wealthy Wednesday, wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. The Oscars were great. Congratulations, Will Packer and team. And we cannot forget the sister as well. Congratulations to everybody. You know, charge it to my head, not to my heart. We don't remember everything, but I know MC Light will get to all of her peers and colleagues. We know that we got to spend less money, get more money, get your money back, make your money grow. And the president want to take some of the money that has grown that we don't even see yet. So we got to put the taxes on layaway. This is real. We are talking real today. And memorabilia. And, you know, that could be a specific wealth strategy as long as it does not become hoarding, as long as it does not go overboard. And if you are walking around like MC Light with two-way pagers and bag phones,
hey.
I'm going to just tell you no right now.
Hey, check
that is not.
I keep all my iPhones. People give the, you know what? There was one iPhone that I gave back. But I still have information. I haven't wiped those iPhones clean. And needless to say, when they say that you're transferring all the information over, a lot of times all the information doesn't get transferred. But yeah, no, I completely understand you. But I do think that we've brought this up for a reason. There may be many people that may hear this that understand. Have to come to a new level of understanding as to what to do with all the clutter and all the mess that we acquire over time. It's really easy to do that. I had a friend who lived in a house for 3 years and now he's moving to another house and he couldn't believe how much stuff he acquired. And I know that Lynn Richardson has a room. Don't give me none.
Don't give me anything. Cause that's the other thing.
Give me everything.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I talked about you the last time I talked about this. You were not on the round at the round table with the rest of us, but they hurt me. My listeners hurt me. You know,
what you say?
And we lifted you right on up in prayer because I said all of that stuff that you cannot, the furniture that you are not using today, get rid of it, all that stuff. And don't give it to me.
Right.
I said, I didn't call your name. Maybe I did. This is who I was talking about, everybody.
What stuff do I give you?
You went and got rid of a bunch of your stuff. And before we moved to the house, we were living in a townhouse. You came and dropped off a whole bunch of a vase. A lot of stuff at my house. I did not want that.
I thought you might want it.
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling people like you, you hoarders with all of these storage bins, take that stuff and go take it to the Goodwill. Don't give it to your other friend who's trying not to be a hoarder.
Mm-mm.
Come on now.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, this is ridiculous. So, and the last thing that you get to keep, and maybe this was first on the list, but everybody knows you can go to the app or to the website to hear this again. You get to keep papers, important papers like birth certificates, licenses, you know, closing documents from real estate, important things. But you cannot keep any other paper. The birthday cards you get every year, throw that away.
Christmas cards.
Oh my goodness. Read it and throw it away.
Right. I'm with you on that.
What in the world?
Loud and clear. Yeah, people are keeping stuff.
Yeah, your children's drawings, as my youngest daughter would say when she was six, she said, "Mom, look at my portrait." I was like, "Oh, that's so beautiful. Take a picture of that and store it in your digital file. And at some point, let it go, please."
Oh, my goodness.
Now, scrapbookers get a pass. But here is my issue with that. If you have not started scrapbooking already, throw it away. Because we got some wannabe scrapbookers who say they're going to scrapbook, haven't scrapbooked anything.
Wannabe scrapbookers.
That is funny. That is not wealthy. But no, this is good. This is good. It is Wealthy Wednesday. But here's the deal. What did I say? Yeah. Wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. Sometimes we are not getting where we're supposed to be because we are crowded and we have enabled ourselves and our minds to be crowded and cluttered. And sometimes it just takes clearing your space in order to move into your place, the place that God has for you. So like, you know, it's always a wonder. It is always a privilege. It is always an honor to have you with us. The harvest is here and the time is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. The harvest is here and the time is now. This is the season of elevation, and more specifically, this is the season of wealth, wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. There are some things I want you to consider while you are in this specific time, whether you are trying to get your business strategy in place or trying to get your taxes done. And that tax preparation is something that should be happening year round. Let me repeat, tax preparation is something that's happening year round. It is something that should be happening at all times, and it's something that should be on your mind at all times. I received a text message from a family member asking what can she do to write off her car expenses that she had last year. I said, you can't do anything. You needed to track your mileage. You needed to document each trip. You needed to know the beginning mileage of each trip and the ending mileage of each trip. You needed to know who, what, when, where, why, and how much for that trip. You needed to document your mileage for the entire year, because when you take this deduction, they're going to compare your business miles to your total miles. So if you drove 10,000 miles and 5,000 of them were for business, you either get to write off, you either get to take the mileage deduction, I think it's 57 cents per mile or something like that, or you get to write off 50% of your expenses. So you can take your gas, your car note, your maintenance, oil changes, registration, all of the expenses related to your car. If you had 50%, if you drove for business 50% of the time, then you get to write off 50% of the expenses. Now, most people, I should say many people, take the expense deduction, especially if they are paying a note or a lease or, you know, paying interest on a vehicle, because in most cases, that's going to be more than the mileage deduction. So because she did not do that, she's asking me now, because she's trying to file taxes this year, it's too late. This is why you must get a financial education. Someone else asked me, I want to purchase a car for my business. How do I do that? I gave her the specific steps. The beautiful thing is she asked me before she made the purchase. So you cannot retroactively say something is for business. You must live your life like a business with the intent to make a profit. And so your intent is what's always going to matter. You cannot take a vacation and then after the fact call it a business trip. It needed to be a business trip before you left. Okay. So I want you to get a strategy in place to learn the things that you need to learn in order to get your money back, because the harvest is here and the time is now, but you're going to miss out on it if you do not apply wealth. Let's go.
Lynn Richardson is a celebrity financial coach and founder of the 700 Credit Club. Lynn wants to talk to you about one of the biggest issues that can separate you from your financial freedom, and that's your credit score. Lynn overcame two bankruptcies and foreclosure, but with this plan, her score is now over 700, and she's inviting you to join the 700 Credit Club today. Here, you'll learn to build your credit and have the financial freedom you dreamed of. For more information about the 700 Credit Club, please visit LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. The Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program will give you lifetime access to all of Lynn Richardson's online classes, books, boot camps, masterclasses, and webinars. That's right, lifetime access. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Diamond Wealth Ambassador Program. Available only on LynnRichardson.com.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.